Wednesday, November 18th, was a bad day, a sort of descending the mountain peak from the high point of my anniversary party, our 30th wedding anniversary, planned especially for me by Lyndon. But this morning, a myriad of problems lay in wait for us, among them the day-by-day activities of the inaugural, which must be planned, an infinity of details. It all winds up in one sentence. There should be two presidents, one for ceremonials and one for thinking and planning and working. Shall there be a gala or not? At present, one is planned with Richard Adler in charge and Diana working with him here in Washington. The very necessity of spending 3 or 4 hours at a gala was almost the straw that broke the camel's back for Lyndon, but it is the biggest fundraiser. The morning was filled with pictures for good causes, Christmas seals for the National Tuberculosis Association, the picture showing me accepting a sheet of the seals with actress Betsy Palmer and Dr. William Cook, the association president, and later receiving an honorary membership in the Opera Society of Metropolitan Washington from Hobart Spaulding, president of the society. I think a year or two of doing this will make me wonder if anybody ever looks at these pictures. And then